We just want to briefly touch on this four parshas, but this year there's a fifth one. This was parshas of the parshas fish or parshas salmon this past Shabbos. If you were zoichet to be in the shul where they talked about it, you would have heard. So let me just say it once, and then everyone who isn't here, they're going to get this if they want. Just a couple of minutes. But I'm going to tell you now. Don't ask any questions. After I finish, then you can ask any questions you want. This is what happened. On Thursday, there was a meeting. First of all, there were speeches this Shabbos. Some asked the fish and some matted the fish. What's going on, and what did I see, and what did I hear, and I'll give it to you, but kids, so you wouldn't be confused, because you're going to go home, you're going to hear stories, at least you should know the truth. There was a meeting that was held, there was about 30 rabbis there, I'm not going to mention any names and organizations and things, but 30 rabbis were there. And there was a presentation from somebody from Eretz Yisrael, and he was presenting what he thought is the opinion of the Rabbanim in Eretz Yisrael, more or less. I've seen stuff from the Rabbanut, the chief rabbinate, on insects and fish and Anasakis, etc. I've seen their concerns for it. I know that I have a piece of paper that was supposedly a tshuva that was written by Rav Elyoshev to Rabbi Gissinger. Which was told over through a person, and he said to be machmir. They say he says to be machmir. Now this is this thing is from a bunch of years ago. Then I know that they say Rabbi Vosner is machmir, etc. That it seems that Rabbanim Eretz Yisrael are concerned about worms and fish. We talked about it in the magazine many times over the years. And I fought the battle very hard, didn't win, but now it seems things turned a little bit. And the Rabbanim Eretz Yisrael more or less machmir. In America, they're definitely split. Two people in the close proximity here spoke in shul. One got up and said, there's nothing wrong with the fish. And the other one said, you can't eat these fish, whatever they are. I didn't bring to you the list that's put out, but you'll get my magazine, with the Shem, not next week, but after Purim. And you'll see there some list that I put together that I feel is an emistic list, at least as a starting list. Basically, we're talking about, I don't know if these are anasakas, we're basically talking about worms and fish. And the halacha is unclear, because even though it says clearly in the Gemara, in the end of the last Amud of the third parak of Eveil Treifus of Nchulin, and it says clearly in Shulchan Aruch and Pei Dalet that worms and fish, when they're found, not in the stomach, but they're found in the flesh, on mutter. But the Gemara says, Minoka Gavlon, that they somehow grew inside the fish. And the question is what that means. And why, and now for years people thought it's because they're so tiny when they come in, they're below the ability, you can't see them. They're microscopic, and therefore you have no concern. And that was the sheet that everybody sort of espoused for years. But then I came up with the information, which of course is available to anybody, that the size when they're ingested is very often visible, something you could see with the naked eye. So therefore, that blows that out of the water. But then you have the question: even if you don't, if you say that they're not microscopic, so how do you understand the Gemara? So you have the problem with the Gemara and the Shulchan Aruch. You could say the Gemara and the Shulchan Aruch hold that we're talking about a time in history, etc. But the Rabbanim who are Makel say that the worms never change, Misheshne Mebracious, this is the same worms, and there's nothing different, and always they came from the water, and they were swallowed from the water, that's how they grow, everybody knows it, da 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 da. Of course, they didn't know it thousands of years ago, but okay, but let's say everybody knows it, and that's what it is. But this kan minaka gavon means the growth is serious in there, and for some reason the Torah is matirid, etc. Even though it doesn't necessarily fit with the rules of the Torah, but that's what they seem to say. Rabbi Falk wrote a tshuva 20 years ago. Rabbi Falk from England, no tshuva 20 years ago, and he said that these worms in the fish are mutter. We're not talking about them in the stomach, something that's found in the flesh. Now, we know it got there through the stomach, but the question is how did it go? What size, etc. Okay. So Rabbi Falk was matir 20 years ago, and people asked him, as I understand, he said he's still matir today, even though we know today that they were visible, the size that was large enough to be seen with a naked eye when it was ingested into the fish. You still make them. And that's what many people are going with, that approach, that nothing's ever changed. Now, you're stuck either side. If you want to be machmir on the worms, it's like apikorsis. First of all, you're listening to the scientists, Rahman Islan. And secondly, if you're not listening to the science, it's not just the science, you know it's factually that these are there and they're big enough, but you have to explain that the Gemara was matir even this. So some want to say that the Gemara meant was that it's absorbed inside a fish, let's say a small fish or a crustacean, a krill swallows this thing. And it's very, very tiny, and it goes into the krill. Then it gets bigger, and by the time it's swallowed up by the big fish, you could see it, but you can't see it because it's inside the krill already. That's what some want to say. And they want to say it's never sheretz alamayim because it was never in the water at the size you could see, big enough to be seen when it was ingested in the first fish. I don't know if this is true practically. I don't know if this is really true. And it could very well be that it was 100% visible in the waters before it was swallowed by the krill, or whatever, however it gets into the body of the fish. I'm not sure that would apply to all worms, and I highly doubt that they're right about that. But then they said something else, which is that at least it creates a suffix, that not all of the worms that are going to come in are going to be the size that you could see visually. So that if they are microscopic, when they go into sometimes when they're going into these first hosts, or they're in the water before the fish swallows it, if they are microscopic, if some of them are microscopic, that creates a suffix. The ones you see, were they microscopic or not? All right, everyone's saying nice svaras. I'm not disregarding the svaras. On the other hand, you can't deny that there's a plethora of worms in fish, and it's terrible. I saw the salmon. They did the demonstration on Thursday. I saw the salmon. They took it out of a closed package, and the thing was filled with these worms. How many? At least 10, 15 per slice.
Live.
No. But we had frozen fish, and they were dead. Then you get into questions. You can't see it. It's in the fold. You have to take it out. I mean, you can use all the svaras you want, but I'm telling you, you're going to be if you're eating a salmon, a wild salmon, you're going to be ingesting 10, 15 worms for your portion. If you don't want to have a full portion, so maybe it's down to 7 or 8. But you're going to hit a high number, and it's not maybe. It's vadai. I'm telling you, there's no way. Unless maybe, and these guys can't stack it. It was closed packages of fish that they took and they put in front of us. You couldn't have faked this out in a million years. So I believe it. I saw it. I believe it. Now, how do you deal with it? So one person, Rafael Cohen, spoke on Shabbos, and he said, and I wasn't there, but somebody told me over this morning. He said that he believes that, I mean, this is what they're saying in Israel, also they said this, that that we had the pollution today has increased, and you have maybe the bigger ones, more of them, and these were probably very rare. These may have been rare, the kind of thing, the degree of the parasites, the amount of parasites that are staying in the fish is an extremely high number, and it may be due to pollution, which is interesting, because life did change, because we always ask the question, Ishtana Teva, how could they say this is different than before? The answer is pollution could have made change, and that's a real issue. So, I know if you believe in, maybe you don't believe in, global warming, but you have to admit that the world has changed after the atomic bomb and all the all the things we're using in the air and all the carbon dioxide we're putting in there and everything, and all the pollution in the water and throwing all the things over the years in the water, at a certain point, maybe we have changed, and certain strains of parasites or increased the number of parasites or whatever the deal is, things have changed. I heard a number as far as that day, and I got to the point on Thursday that they were really banging away at each other. And what you see over here is that nobody really knows 100%. You can't say, you can't get up and say that these worms are usur. Because the Shulchan Aruch says the mutter. And you have many Chashuv Rabbanim who will make them. And hold that's the way it is. You can't get up and say it. I don't think you can get up and say it's mutter. Personally, I can get up and say it's mutter. Because there are a lot of Rabbanim who are being machmir. But they're not saying it's usur. They're saying, be machmir, it's a suffix deraisa. That's saying be machmir. No one's using the word that the treif, and no one's saying that the Shulchan Aruch made a mistake. No one's saying wild things. They're saying things that you could live with. It needs to be machmir. Okay. Now, practically, how do you do it? I don't want to get into that today. Maybe another time when things settle a little bit. Just want to tell you that one Rav got up, and he gives hashkachas over here. Part of a, whatever it is, let's say he's involved with hashkachas. And he said that they're going to continue to serve the wild salmon. You see salmon on the menu, you might be getting wild salmon. He said, because everybody knows, he said, this is Svara, everybody knows there's a problem with wild salmon. So if you don't want to get it, you won't order it. But something like halibut, which is very grossly infested, something like scrod, which is very grossly infested, and these facts were brought out at this meeting, and the percent numbers were mentioned. So, I wouldn't get the exact percentages, but I'm saying they found in it, and I'll tell you afterwards, there'll be another time, how they, determining these numbers. And they were hardly infested. So there he has to think, maybe he has to be, take it out of his menu, because you wouldn't know it. Because this is not well known yet. In other words, at this point, when you order fish, you don't know whether that rub is a machmir on this, or makel, or whatever. There are companies, with one company in particular, you'll see it marketed, that claims to have wild salmon that they have checked. And they have checked it. And they have removed it. And it doesn't look as exotic as the others. But the fellows who presented claim that they found worms in there too. But not as many. So you have to decide. You know, you're going to have it. Because they're all like the vegetables again. So what I believe, and I'm going to end with this, what I believe is that there will be a solution. And we will be all eating fish together at the same table. But it's going to take a little time until we get the kinks out of it, and people are going to be satisfied that we have productions, places, work, etc., eliminated down to below meat hamotzi. If we get to that with the vegetables, like you have with certain vegetable companies today, if you get to that level, so then we should be able to be on track again. It'll cost more money, maybe. But the point is, right now, we're split. The from people are now split, and it's going to get a lot worse before it gets better. And that's the end of the presentation.